pleasing land of drowsy head it was, of dreams that wave before the half-shut eye, and of gay castles in the clouds that pass, forever flushing round a summer sky. Tonight, the Northerners invite you to return with them to a long-ago land of enchantment, the province of princesses and leprechauns and the happy forever after. Mr. Burr Tilstrom, famous creator of the universally loved television show Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, this evening transports you and the Northerners to this mythical kingdom. Tonight marks Mr. Tilstrom's debut as an individual radio performer. This is another in a new series of broadcasts brought to you by the Northern Trust Company in stereophonic sound. A new dimension in radio listening, which you may enjoy by tuning in both AM and FM receivers to WMAQ and WMAQ-FM. Every parent who has spent quiet evening hours reading to pajama-clad boys and girls knows that in every kingdom of fantasy there has to be a king, wise or foolish, who is certain to have a splendid army. Here the Northerners, under the direction of Mr. Richard Shores, tell us about the Parade of the King's Horses.
The king's horses, the king's men, marched on the street and they marched back again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, all dolled up with the joy to behold. The king's horses and the king's men.
Into every kingdom, even a mythical one, a little rain must fall. And sometimes words may fail us to explain the lesson to be learned from disappointments, the hope to be gained from faith. Yes, sometimes a song can express it better. Listen now as June Brown, Marilyn Powell, and the Northerners look ahead, somewhere over the rainbow.
Trouble smells like when all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops come all around. Heaven opens a magic way.
When all the clouds darken up those highways in the rainbow, highway to be found, leading from your wistful pain to a place behind the
echoing through our imaginary kingdom and rebounding from the castle walls is the sound of a stirring hut, two, three, four, as the wooden soldiers forever parade with their steady beat over the cobblestone streets. Fall in with Richard Shores and the Northerners Orchestra as they bring us this military cadence in The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Northern Trust is well known for the personal interest its people take in the financial affairs of their customers. If you've never stopped in at the bank, you might logically ask, what is this personal interest? What do you mean when you say personal interest? I think I can answer that question by telling you of a little incident that happened at the Northern Trust just recently. One of our personal banking customers decided on a unique present for his grandchildren. He brought us 7-pint jars, one for each of his grandchildren, and he asked for enough pennies to fill the jars. Well, it took 4,025 gleaming coppers to fill the jars, and our customer was as pleased as punch. What's more, we enjoyed it as much as Grandfather did. You see, we're glad to know that our customers feel free to come to us for those little extras. And when you do your personal banking at the Northern Trust, you can expect that type of extra service as a part of our regular service. There are many other extra services in a Northern Trust checking account that you seldom find anywhere else. For example, when you bank by mail, all mail deposits are acknowledged the same day as received. Banking by mail, used by thousands of our customers, is fast and convenient. Brings the bank right to your door. And speaking of making deposits quickly, you'll be glad to know that we have ample teller's windows to take care of your transactions promptly and efficiently without irritating delays. Yes, at the Northern Trust, you'll find that the extras aren't really extras at all. They're a part of our regular service. Won't you come in for a visit? Just to look around and acquaint yourself with all of our departments and some of the people. You like the personal attention, the cordial atmosphere. Visit the Northern Trust tomorrow. Ask the lobby receptionist for a copy of our new welcome book telling how all of our departments can aid you. The Northern Trust Company is at 50 South LaSalle Street, the northwest corner of LaSalle and Monroe, in the heart of Chicago's financial and business district. Come in soon, and remember, you'll benefit by doing business with the Northern Trust. In that small and delightful school of authors who enchant the reading world with their whimsy and satire is James Thurber. Thurber is renowned for his explorations into the cloudlands of the minds of everyday people. Tonight, Mr. Burr Tilstrom presents for you Many Moons, a children's fairy tale that, like all good and true fairy tales, has a moral for everyone, no matter what his age. Mr. Tilstrom.
Once upon a time, in a kingdom by the sea, there lived a little princess named Lenore. She was 10 years old, going on 11. One day, Lenore fell ill of a surfeit of raspberry tarts and took to her bed. The royal physician was worried. He sent for the king, Lenore's father, and the king came to see her.
"I will get you anything your heart desires," the king said. "Is there anything your heart desires, Lenore?"
"Yes," said the princess. "I want the moon. If I can have the moon, I will be well again."
Now, the king had a great many wise men who always got for him anything he wanted. So he told his daughter that she could have the moon. Then he went to the throne room and pulled a bell cord. 3 long pulls and 1 short pull. Presently, the Lord High Chamberlain came into the room.
You rang for me, Your Majesty?
Yes, I did. I want you to get the moon. The Princess Lenore wants the moon. If she can have the moon, she will get well again.
The moon?
Yes, the moon. M-O-O-N, moon. Get it tonight. Tomorrow at the latest.
Well, now, Your Majesty, I've got a great many things for you in my time, and it just so happens that I have with me a list of the things I have got for you in my time. Now, let me see here. I've got apes and peacocks, black orchids, pink elephants, and blue poodles, angels' feathers, a pound of butter, 2 dozen eggs, and a sack of sugar. Ooh. Well, I'm sorry, my wife wrote that in there. I have sent as far as Samarkand and Araby and Zanzibar to get things for you, Your Majesty. But the moon is 35,000 miles away, and it is bigger than the room the princess lies in. Furthermore, it is made of molten copper. I cannot get the moon for you.
The king flew into a rage, and he told the Lord High Chamberlain to send the royal wizard to the throne room.
Your Majesty, I have worked a great deal of magic for you in my time. As a matter of fact, I just happen to have in my pocket a list of the wizardries I have performed for you. It begins, "Dear Royal Wizard, I am returning herewith this so-called philosopher's stone, which you claim would..." Oh, no, that isn't it. Here it is. Now, let's see. I have squeezed blood out of turnips for you, and turnips out of blood. I have produced rabbits out of silk hats, and silk hats out of rabbits. I have compounded filters, unguents, and potions to cure heartbreak, surfeit, and ringing in the ears. I have given you 7-league boots, the golden touch, and the cloak of invisibility. But nobody can get the moon. It's 150,000 miles away, and it's made of green cheese, and it's twice as big as this palace.
The king flew into another rage and sent the royal wizard back to his cave. Then he rang for the court jester. The jester came bounding into the throne room in his motley and his cap and bells and sat at the foot of the throne, strumming his lute. What can I do for you, Your Majesty?
Oh, nobody can do anything for me, jester. The Princess Lenore wants the moon, and she cannot be well till she gets it. The Lord High Chamberlain says it's 35,000 miles away and bigger than the Princess Lenore's room. The Royal Wizard says it's 150,000 miles away and twice as big as this palace.
Well, Your Majesty, they're very wise men, and so they must be right. If they're right, then the moon must be just as large and just as far away as each person thinks it is. Now, the thing to do is to find out how big the Princess Lenore thinks it is and how far away.
I never thought of that, said the king.
I will go and ask her, Your Majesty, said the court jester. And he crept softly into the little girl's room.
Have you brought the moon to me?
Not yet, princess, but I will get it for you right away. How big do you think it is?
Oh, it's just a little smaller than my thumbnail. For when I hold my thumbnail up at the moon, it just covers it.
Mm-hmm. And how far away is it, Lenore?
Well, it's not as high as a big tree outside my window, for sometimes it gets caught on the top branches.
Mm-hmm. And what is the moon made of, princess?
Oh, it's made of gold, of course, silly.
So the court jester had the royal goldsmith make a tiny, round, golden moon just a little smaller than the thumbnail of the Princess Lenore. Then he had him string it on a golden chain so the princess could wear it around her neck. Well, the princess was overjoyed, and the next day she was well again. But the king's worries were not yet over. He knew that the moon would shine in the sky again that night, and he didn't want the Princess Lenore to see it. If she did, she would know that the moon she wore on a chain around her neck was not the real moon. The Lord High Chamberlain said,
Well, I know just a thing, Your Majesty. We can make some dark glasses for the Princess Lenore. We can make them so dark that she will not be able to see anything at all through them. Then she will not be able to see the moon when it shines in the sky.
This made the king very angry. If she wore dark glasses, she would bump into things, and then it would make her ill again. The royal wizard said,
Your Majesty, we can stretch some black velvet curtains on poles. Now, the curtains will cover all the palace gardens like a circus tent, see? And the Princess Lenore will not be able to see through them, so she will not see the moon in the sky.
The king was so angry at this that he waved his arms around.
Black velvet curtains would keep out the air. The Princess Lenore would not be able to breathe, and she would be ill again.
And when he looked up again, it was dark outside, and he saw the bright rim of the moon just peeping over the horizon. He jumped up in a great fright and rang for the court jester.
Oh, jester, jester, what shall we do?
Well, Your Majesty, who could explain how to get the moon when your wise men said it was too large and too far away? It was a Princess Lenore. Therefore, the Princess Lenore is wiser than your wise men and knows more about the moon than they do. So, I will ask her. The princess was lying in bed, but she was wide awake and she was looking out the window at the moon shining in the sky. Tell me, Princess Lenore, how can the moon be shining in the sky when it's hanging on a golden chain around your neck? The princess looked at him and laughed.
That's easy, silly. When I lose a tooth, a new one grows in its place, doesn't it? And when the royal gardener cuts the flowers, other flowers come to take their place.
I should have thought of that. For it's the same way with the daylight.
And it's the same way with the moon,
said the Princess Lenore.
I guess it's the same way with everything.
Her voice became very low and faded away, and the court jester saw that she was asleep. But before he left the room, he went over to the window and winked at the moon, for it seemed to the court jester that the moon had winked at him.
Thank you.
In legendary lands, the favorite pastime of the people is wishing. What excitement there is at the discovery of a fairy ring in the meadow, for a new moon to wish upon, especially for lovers, royal and romantic. Is it really so different today? Listen as the Northerners give a bit of advice to all who would forget the impatience of their early years. Even in fairy tale land, there is always at least one unhappy character who believes everything the others tell him and neglects to seek out the truth about himself. Pity the poor ugly duckling who listened but didn't look. But let's let the Northerners tell you the story exactly as it was told in the recent movie Hans Christian Andersen.
Why, it's me. I am a swan.
Whee!
I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words said, the pest in town.
The best thing, the best thing, the best thing, the best in town.
Not a quack,
not a quack,
not a waddle or a quack,
but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back, and a head so noble and high.
Say, who's an ugly duckling? Not I. Not I.
Not I.
Remember our invitation to visit the Northern Trust Company's personal banking department soon. If you like, our receptionist will be glad to arrange a complete tour of the bank. Plan now to visit us, to look around, to discuss your personal banking with our officers. And when you're in the bank, pick up a copy of the Welcome Book, which tells how every department of the Northern Trust can serve you. We know you'll like what you see, and we know you'll benefit by doing business with the Northern Trust. The New Northerners Program, music and drama brought to you each week in stereophonic sound by the Northern Trust Company of Chicago. The Northern Trust, a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and Federal Reserve System, is conveniently located at the northwest corner of LaSalle and Monroe Streets in downtown Chicago. Mr. Tilstrom, I want to thank you on behalf of the Northern Trust for whisking us away on such a pleasurable adventure. I'm sorry that Kukla and Holly couldn't make the trip. Tell me something, was this really your first performance on radio?
Well, yes, Mr. Bannon, it was, that is, without Kukla and Holly. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, for as my good old friend Oliver J. Dragon would say, anything less would be unpardonable. I understand that next week you're going to present a thrilling episode from the book Storm by George Stewart.
Yes, that's right, we are. It's the story of the heroism of a man who is just doing his job. Plan to tune in again next week at 9 when the Northerners will present another in its series of music and drama. Now, this is Jim Bannon wishing you a pleasant good night and reminding you that you'll benefit by doing business with the Northern Trust. This is the NBC Radio Network.